And we are back at the Business Writers Conference after a marvelous lunch capped with a terrific dessert. Lee, did you take advantage of the dessert?
I did not.
Well, the conference, the lunch, the company, it's all brought to you. Compliments of Business Writers Exchange. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Next up, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast CEO of Glenwood, Miss Lee Yant. How are you?
I'm great. So happy to be here.
Well, Lee, can you share a little bit about Glenwood? What are you doing for folks?
Glenwood is an autism and behavioral health center. We are located in Birmingham, Huntsville, and Montgomery for outpatient services. And our main facility is in Birmingham off of Sicard Hollow Lane on 363 acres. We have educational services, residential services, outpatient in-home services for children and adults on the autism spectrum. And we also work with children with severe emotional disturbance.
Now, how'd you get into that line of work?
Well, I started out 42 years ago, and I've been with Glenwood for right at 34 of those years, and started out as a mental health technician and social worker, and also grew up in a family with a brother with a developmental disability and an aunt with mental illness, and I think that probably shaped my career choices.
And when you was autism a thing, 34, was it called autism? Was that known then?
Autism, when I first started in the field, was not very well known, but we serve children on the autism spectrum. And it's been, the diagnostic criteria has changed somewhat, but when I first started, autism was diagnosed 1 to 2 times in every 10,000. And it's now diagnosed 1 in every 68. So, you know, it's becoming a more well-known disorder, you know, that has a great impact on individuals and families.
And then is this something that I've heard of an autism spectrum? Is there levels of it where, like, maybe if in some parts of the scale you may not need any care or outside help, but farther down you might need more?
Right. Autism is a spectrum disorder, and there are individuals on the autism spectrum that also have intellectual disabilities, and there are individuals on the autism spectrum that are very bright. And but one of the things that's common in individuals diagnosed with autism is it's generally diagnosed in early childhood. We're a little bit behind in Alabama diagnosing, but it can be diagnosed now as young as 18 months, and it's a disorder that impacts communication and social interaction. And you're right, it is a spectrum disorder, and there are individuals that are very highly functional, work full-time, are bright individuals, very capable, and there are individuals that have more severe behaviors, more severe challenges, and that need more support.
We have a friend of the family who has a child that's college age, and he's on the spectrum, he was diagnosed on the spectrum, but he's at MIT, right? That's
absolutely. We have the word they used to use is autistic savant, but we have, you know, a few individuals that Glenwood works with that are also very, very high functioning and brilliant individuals that have specific skills in specific areas.
And so that's considered, but they're considered autistic though, right?
They're still on the autism spectrum, correct. But, you know, I think probably, you know, I'm not one for advocating for a diagnosis unless the diagnosis is needed for treatment purposes. So I couldn't speak to any specific individual.
Sure. Now, so you mentioned that at your center, you're working with the people that have more needs. So what do you do to serve them?
At Glenwood, we do serve individuals primarily on the more severe end of the autism spectrum and individuals that have intellectual disability as well. We have a school, or two schools really, one school called Allen Cott School, which is for children with autism. We also have residential services. We do in-home work with children and their families. And we also do a large volume of diagnostic work. We have PhD psychologists on our staff that do the diagnostic workups on individuals, on children who parents know there might be some issue developmentally. They're not really sure what is going on, and they want their child to be seen by a specialist. So we have a number of staff and a multidisciplinary team that actually work with families and do a diagnostic workup and evaluation to determine if the child's on the autism spectrum or maybe just has a developmental delay.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of the children aren't being diagnosed until 18 months-ish in that range. Is there an advantage of, is it one of these things where the sooner you diagnose it, the better outcome for the child?
Yes, early diagnosis is important. I think in Alabama that, you know, we now diagnose probably the average age is around age 5 to 6. The Autism Society is a great resource for that information. But we know that we can diagnose much earlier. Of course, it takes individuals that are really specialized in the clinical work with children on the autism spectrum. So it is now being diagnosed at much younger ages. The issue is really trying to get appointments to get the child evaluated. Many centers and private individuals throughout the community have pretty long waiting lists for a child to be diagnosed. We at Glenwood try to get families in within a period of no longer than 3 months.
So what is actually happening when someone has autism? Are things just wired a little differently? Is it some physical difference happening? Or do we even know?
We don't really know 100%, but let me be the first to say I am not a specialist in autism. I'm really more the administrator of the agency, and although I have some clinical background, I would defer that question to people that know much more than I. I will tell you that, you know, it is a neurological-based disorder, and we do not know what causes it. Ongoing evidence or growing evidence, you know, of some genetic component, and but we know it primarily by the impact that it has on the child's social interaction, communication, their ability to function really within a typical environment.
And then the impact on the caregiver or caregivers, I would think that could become almost exhausting. I mean, that's a whole different skill set, and you have to invest a great deal of energy in managing someone who has autism, and that's where you can come in and offer some relief and some education and some support. Is that accurate?
That's true. We do a good bit of training, both of families and other professionals that are interested in learning more about autism. And I do want to go back to the question earlier from Lee about diagnosis and say that one of the reasons that you want to diagnose at such an early age is that there is a research-proven method of working with children with autism. It's called applied behavior analysis. It's a behavioral treatment approach. And we know that outcomes improve when children get that early intervention. So we see children, you know, as young as 18 months. We also have other programs for ages 3, really through adulthood, because we also work with individuals that are adults. And back to the point about families, yes, having a child with any disability, you know, is very difficult on a family. So having access to appropriate care and services is very important. You know, having a community that is supportive, a church, you know, the more you surround yourself with people that can help and that are willing to offer support and maybe, you know, sitting services or in-home care, you know, really whatever the family needs is very important, because it is such a challenge for families that have children on the autism spectrum.
So what has brought you to the Business Writers Conference?
I'm happy to be at the Business Writers Conference. It's been an incredible experience so far. You know, just really phenomenal speakers on so many topics. But Jack Phillips, who, of course, he and his wife, Patty, have led this effort. Jack is on Glenwood's Board of Director, directors, and he actually
he told you you had a book in you, right? That's what happened.
Yeah, well, he told me, he said, Lee, you need to write that book, and I want you to come and learn how to write that book and have this exposure. So he's been a long-time mentor and was chair of my board at one point in time and always an encourager. So he wanted me to have this experience and to also help me define what is possible that I could include in a book.
So have you started that process? Has this got you jump-starting that book writing process?
It certainly has given me many ideas. I think, you know, one of the concepts we've talked about is how do you lead and grow an organization, a nonprofit organization, in turbulent, difficult times. And so, you know, that's something that certainly has spoken to me in my career and something that, you know, I feel like I could maybe make a contribution to young, upcoming nonprofit executives.
So your book would not be about autism. It would be more about kind of administratively running a nonprofit.
Right. You know, certainly I would love to include information also on autism and Glenwood in general, but would need a co-author to help with that effort as well.
So now, any tips for the person running a nonprofit? What are some of the things that you've learned that maybe that you can give somebody starting out running a nonprofit a piece of advice?
I've learned so much over the years, and you know, it's hard to kind of put it in a few sentences, but, you know, I think early on in my career, I think one of the most important things that I had available to me were mentors. They were people that I could go to, and I always said I may not have an answer to a question, but I can always find out the answer. And I always sought out people that could assist and meet with me and talk to me about the challenges that I was facing. So I think I would want to certainly include that. And, you know, we also operate in very difficult political climate and funding, financing, are all challenges for a new leader and kind of how to avoid certain pitfalls and also, you know, really focus on your mission when times are tough and really realize what you came to do and what you're there for and never lose sight of the mission to serve that brought you, you know, to the nonprofit to begin with.
Now, what about advice for that budding author? How would you, where would you put coming to a conference like this one in the things to do if you were thinking about writing a book?
It's just been an incredible opportunity. I've always thought about writing a book, but today I think it really might be possible to write a book. There was just a tremendous amount of encouragement, incredible knowledge, though, also from publishers, writers, authors. There's just so much talent, I guess I would say, at this conference that if you're thinking about it or have an idea or concept, you will certainly leave feeling like you can really accomplish it.
Right. We're hearing that a lot, that a lot of the aspiring authors were kind of overwhelmed. It seemed like almost too difficult a task. But by meeting with all these experts, it's still a lot of work and it's going to be hard, but it just seems more manageable.
I think that's true. It is, you know, you do get a sense that it's many of the speakers today have kind of broken down things into pretty basic steps for those of us who are just starting with a potential concept, you know, and then you also get information from individuals that have years and years of writing, publishing, editing books. So you get everything from the original kind of putting your concept together to all the way through the end of the process.
Well, best of luck to you on this writing endeavor, and best of luck to you in continuing to serve the autistic community and the children with severe disabilities. That is a tough, important job that you're doing, and we're very grateful that you are doing it.
Thank you. We're happy to be a part of this Birmingham community.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about Glenwood make a donation, or if they have a child in need, is there a place to go for more information?
There is. It's www.glenwood, that's one N, GLENWOOD.org.
All right. Lee Yant with Glenwood, thanks so much for visiting with us. And do keep up the good work, and don't let go of this book project. There is at least one, if not multiple books in you, I can tell it. I can't thank you enough for coming and visiting with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the Business Writers Conference, brought to you by Business Writers Exchange.